Good morning. Welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, your guide for the next few minutes through this journey. The Morning Miracle Meditation is a great way to start your week and to start every day. Now, every week there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks, and then to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So the focus for this week is shifting your mindset for success. So as usual, before we begin, let's get into the meditation position. Make sure that you are seated with your back straight, your feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And begin to breathe nice and easy. And making sure that the breaths are deep and connected. Breathing from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale, nice, easy, effortlessly. And again, take a nice deep breath from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale, nice, easily, slowly. And imagine you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. And this tree trunk is very strong and sturdy. You are definitely one with it. And it goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, and all the way to the center core of the earth, where the roots are embedded into the core of the earth. And envision you are surrounded by a large bubble. This is your bubble aura. Your aura is no more than 18 inches away from your body. So make sure that that aura bubble is 18 inches at maximum from over your head, under your feet, in front of you, behind you, to the right, to the left, and all around you. This aura bubble is your electromagnetic energy field that is comprised of the thoughts and the energy from your heart that are part of your consciousness. And envision that this bubble has an eggshell stiffness to it. The edge of the bubble has an eggshell stiffness, and that it's a beautiful, pearlescent golden light. A beautiful pearlescent golden light. This is the color vibration of the edge of your aura. Now imagine a giant violet flaming wall burning from the ground up 3 feet outside of your bubble. This is a large violet wall, flaming wall of purification. It works to clear and help purify all the unwanted energy that may be within you, within your aura, within your body, within your space. So as you begin to clear, the violet flame will gently receive and even in some cases gently pull the undesired energies from your space that you no longer need and purify it. So as you breathe gently and deeply, we're going to clear the chakras. Chakras are energy centers along your spine. There are 7 primary centers, and they work together to bring about balance and unity emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And sometimes there are energies that enter into those chakras that, again, no longer serve you, that you don't need. And so now is the time to begin releasing this energy. So as I speak, we're going to clear all 7 chakras. And I want you to breathe through these areas, letting go of whatever is there. And from the tips of your toes, all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. Exhale out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 chakras. And as you continue to breathe, I will share the energies that you are to release. Intend that they're leaving you. You might see images, you may hear sounds, you may have sensations in your body or feelings that come up. Just keep breathing and let them go so the violet flame can gently have them and purify them. The first chakra is at the base of your spine, and this chakra is a great place to clear energy that keeps you in a place of survival around money, your health, your job, your home, your relationships. Whatever type of survival you may feel you're in, the first chakra is a great place to release that survival energy so that you may thrive in your life and not just survive. That's at the base of the spine where your tailbone is. The second chakra is located 2 feet below your belly button. That's in between the ovaries for you ladies. And for you guys, it's right where your prostate is. And allow yourself to release energy from that area as you exhale out and let go of any sexual energy, whether it's with a partner that you love and have had for many years, or it's a partner for right now. Let go of any other sexual energies from molestation to rape, and anything else in between, let it all go. As you continue to inhale and exhale, release any energy that is associated with fear, feelings that you may have around guilt, anger, depression, any feelings around jealousy, frustration, overwhelm. Let go of any of those lower vibrational feelings of apathy, lethargy. Just let it all go as you continue to inhale and exhale out through the second chakra and the first chakra. And the third chakra is located behind your stomach. As you breathe through this chakra as well, release any energy that comes up that would keep you from being in your true total power. So let go of any addictions that you may have to anything or anyone or any place. Let it go. Anything from food to television to cell phones and all forms of electronics to sex to female energy to male energy to alcohol, to drugs, whatever the addiction is, let it go, because it has more control over you than you are able to have your own sense of power within yourself. And let go of any energy where you have been controlling others or controlling situations the way you believe they should be, rather than allowing them to flow, and release any energy where you may feel controlled and have given up your power to someone else. And continue to breathe nice, deep, easy breaths. As you exhale, release the energy from your first, second, third, and fourth chakras, the fourth chakras behind your heart, and let go of the energy there that would keep you from loving yourself completely and totally. Release the energy that would have you not forgiving someone, including yourself. Let go of any sense of hatred or blame, shame. All of this keeps you stuck in not loving yourself, loving others, loving life as it is. Every aspect of life is to be cherished, loved, appreciated, to be given thanks and gratitude for. So release the energy from the fourth chakra behind your heart, and also release the energy from your fifth chakra at the base of your throat. Nice, deep, easy breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale out of the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth chakra at the base of your throat. And as you release the energy from the fifth chakra, you're clearing energy that would keep you from having complete and total self-expression as a divine spiritual being. Any energy that would have you being tongue-tied and not being able to communicate well, just easily let it go. And let go of those experiences with people where you couldn't quite get your point across. Maybe you've said too little or too much. Perhaps you did not or have not or still are working on listening, not just hearing, but fully listening to the communication being shared with you. Let go of all and any energy that would keep you from knowing and believing you are a creative being. So if you are not experiencing your own sense of creation and your own ability to create, now is the time to let go of whatever blocks you from that belief and that experience, because you are a creative being who creates always, whether you realize it or understand it or not. You are always in a state of creation. It is the very nature of who you are. And continue to breathe nice, easy, deep breaths and let go of any unwanted energy in your sixth chakra, which is the center of your head. Breathing from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine. Draw the breath in and exhale out through the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth chakras. And the sixth chakra, release the energy that would keep you from being in a place of total openness and flow. Release any energy that has you in judgment or criticism in any way about anyone, about anything, about life in general. Let it go. Know that the opinions you have are nothing more than your judgment about whoever or whatever it is. And it is okay to have opinions if you are neutral in those opinions and not allowing yourself to be biased or judgmental about whoever it is or whatever is going on. For all energy has a purpose, and Divine Source sees everything in the universe as perfect the way it is. It has its purpose, and if you have encountered it, whether you know or understand that purpose or not, it does have an effect in your life that allows you to grow and is for your best and highest good. So let go of that energy as you breathe deeply through all the chakras and the sixth chakra. And as you take another deep and easy breath, let go of the energy from the seventh chakra on the top of your head. So from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, release the breath, and out through the seventh chakra, let go of those energies that would keep you from being in a place of stillness and knowing. So let go of doubt and uncertainty. You know what you choose to do. You know where you choose to go. You know who you are. You have perhaps forgotten, but you know. And so allow yourself to release the energies that would keep you in doubt, in worry, that would keep you in the intellect, the analyzer, the rationalizer, that all prevents you from simply knowing. They all have their uses in the right time, in the right place, but now just let it go. As you exhale out through every chakra, and I'd like for you to continue to breathe deeply, easily and effortlessly. In fact, you can begin breathing from your first chakra at the base of your spine, all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and continue to exhale out through each and every chakra. As I speak about the focus for this week, which is shifting your mindset for success. And just gently allow those undesired energies, those that don't serve you, to go into the violet flame as you put your focus on the violet flame. And exhale, releasing whatever sounds or sights, visions, feelings, emotions, thoughts, beliefs, and physical sensations that come up, let them go into the flame. Now, when shifting your mindset, it's not only transforming the way you think or perceive the world should be, but it is also important to move into a changed view of how you think and feel about yourself. And this requires four areas of attention. First is mind expansion, and it works on shifting how you see the world and yourself from a dark perspective to a lighter, more positive perspective. It also involves embracing self-acceptance, and that's learning to accept your true essence in all ways at all times. It's the key to effortlessly succeed in accomplishing your goals and desires. Another area of attention is the power of you, that you exercise strength of discipline, willpower, and conviction by connecting with your internal power. And the fourth area of attention is affirming your desire. To affirm your desires is to confirm them solidly, to solidify their reality. So you must confirm your desires to solidly bring them into reality. And as you breathe nice, easy, slowly, effortlessly, be aware of your body being connected, solid and rooted to the chair. You are one. And from that position, imagine in your mind's eye the entire room. Your eyes are still closed, but imagine the entire room and look all around the room. Experience what it feels like from where you are, from the vantage point of where you are seated, rooted, connected to the chair, to that tree trunk. In your mind's eye, look around you. You have a 360-degree view. Notice some of the detail of the items in the room and where they are in relationship to you. Continue to breathe easily and gently. And imagine an open window or door in the room. Begin to experience yourself becoming lighter and lighter and lighter, as if you can float in the air. In fact, you are so light that you do begin to float in the air. And feel what that's like. And let yourself move fully into the state of flying. And fly right out the window or the door. Fly around the house, whether it's inside or outside. And what do you see from the air? How does it feel? Is there anything different that you notice from this perspective? You're able to see your home, your community, a little bit different than how you see it every day. A shifted perspective helps shift your mindset. Now come back to your body and easily, effortlessly secure yourself again in that very connected way. And put your attention back on the violet flame. Begin to ask yourself questions now about things that you've done or heard, seen, experienced. Things such as, what is different about this experience today? Or what is different about me today? Allow the answers to appear in the flame as images or messages, maybe thoughts, whatever and however they present themselves. And keep breathing very good. And shift your attention to your heart. See it as a beautiful, bright, pearlescent golden light. Allow the light to become brighter and brighter and to keep expanding, filling your entire body with this light. The light from your heart, this beautiful, bright, pearlescent golden light, is filling your heart and it becomes brighter and brighter as it also expands beyond your heart, filling your entire body with the light, and even moving beyond your body as the light permeates the entire room and all that's in it. You are a full beacon of light, starting with your heart. And as you put your attention back on the violet flame, know that loving yourself means you are an amalgam of many, many, many shades of love. See some of those shades of love. Be aware of them. Notice them. It might include different shades such as stubbornness, caring, intellectualness, greed, giving, generosity, beautiful, boastful, shy, magnificent, playful, serious, creative, meditative, introverted, extroverted, and on and on and on. Loving yourself is the full amalgam of all these shades of love and who you are. And each shade of your personality and your inner self are expressions of your dynamic being from the essence of your soul. So as I mentioned five different shades right now, just see what that you, that shade of you, looks like in the flame. And then let that figure become purified by the flame it's in, It will burn all the energy around it that keeps it from being its beautiful, brilliant shade. You'll know when that happens because the image may become brighter, thinner, lighter, what have you. So once it is purified, allow that figure to step out of the flame and over to you, and then it sits down, layering your physical body and integrating with you. So here we go. In the flame, see that shade of you that is aggressive. What do you look like, that shade of aggressiveness? Allow the flame to purify it, to simply, gently burn off whatever is there so that this aggressive shade of you becomes more brilliant, more present, lighter. And once it does, allow it to start stepping over towards you and overlapping you right where you're seated. So it walks out of the flame and over to you and becomes seated. And now see the caring shade of you. That shade that is very caring. See what you look like in that flame. And allow the flame to purify that caring shade of you. If you are not seeing, then intend, know. You may hear something or have some feelings or sensations, whatever it is. Connect with that caring shade of you. And as it's purified, and once it's purified, allow that shade of you to come over to you, out of the flame. And overlay to over your body where you're sitting as you embrace it. And see that shade of honesty, that shade of you that is honest, see that in the flame. And allow it also to become purified in the flame. And once it's purified, have it come right over to you. Each one of these shades of who you are and the way that love is expressed may have a different color or feel to it. There's no right or wrong. Know and intend. And allow honesty to overlay your body as you embrace it. And see that shade of willfulness in the violet flame. That shade of willfulness, see it there. And again, clear the energy around it. Very good. Let it move into the full essence of its true self, this wonderful shade. And again, see it moving out of the violet flame and over to you, where it overlays your body. And next, see the shade of generosity that is you, the generous love expression and shade of you. See that in the flame as well. Allow the flame to purify it. Very good. And allow generosity to come over to you and step right over you as an overlay. And embrace your generosity. And actually, there's one more, which is discipline. See that part of you that is discipline in the violet flame. That's also a wonderful shade. Very good. Each of these different shades of you and of love expression, as they are cleared and purified, become brighter and lighter. And then they move over to you as you see each shade, as you become aware of what they look like and what they act like. And see now discipline moving and overlaying you as you embrace it as well. And so for now, each of these shades of you, and there are many more that you can go through, are integrated within you in their purest, lightest form of expression and of you. Now imagine that the pearlescent golden light from your heart, as it's moved beyond your body, has several tentacles surrounding you like a giant, soft, loving hug. The pearlescent golden light from your heart moves beyond your body, and it surrounds you like a giant, soft, loving hug. The essence of your full power is the integration of not only the various shades of how you express yourself, but also how the four primary bodies, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual, completely become integrated in harmony with each other. So it allows the full power of all your basic bodies to work together, bringing about a positive, productive way of shifting your mindset and enhancing your total power. So keep now your focus on the violet flame. You can still feel and experience the hug, but keep your focus on the violet flame. See your mental body there. Notice what color vibration it is. And allow the violet flame to clear all the energy off your mental body, whatever shade that may be now. See it becoming brighter and brighter. And allow the mental body to remain in the violet flame, but it steps over to the side just a bit as it continues to be purified. And next, as you focus on the violet flame, see your emotional body there. And notice what color vibration your emotional body is. And allow the violet flame to clear all the energy off your emotional body. And as the energy is clear from your emotional body, see it becoming brighter and brighter. and allow your emotional body to also step to the side in the violet flame next to the mental body. And continue to focus on the violet flame, and this time see your physical body. Notice the color vibration of your physical body or that represents your physical body. Allow the violet flame also to clear all the energy from your physical body. See it becoming brighter and brighter. And allow the physical body to remain in the violet flame as it too steps over to the side and continues to be purified. And the last body to see in the violet flame is your spirit body. Notice what color vibration it is. Allow the violet flame to clear all the energy from your spirit body, your light body. See it becoming brighter and brighter. And allow the spiritual body to remain in the violet flame next to the other three bodies. All being purified, all becoming brighter. And now it's time to see all four of your bodies, the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies, coming together as one. They come together, they merge together as one, creating brilliant color vibrational hues of unity. And now bring them all over to you where they move into your body. Raising the overall vibration and working to shift you completely into harmonious unity for accessing, expressing, and taking action in your life from the complete, total power of you. Continue to breathe. Just allow the flow of this process to happen. And as you continue to breathe, turn your attention completely inward. The merged bodies have moved into you as you have embraced them. And turn your attention completely inward. Become aware of how beautiful you really are. Become aware of how you reflect your world and the things you desire to experience. Be aware of all this wondrous beauty as you say this affirmation to yourself like a mantra. I successfully accomplish my goals because of the power within me. I successfully accomplish my goals because of the power within me. I successfully accomplish my goals because of the power within me. I successfully accomplish my goals because of the power within me. Being aware of your beautiful self and continuing to say this mantra to affirm the truth of your experience throughout the day, every day, will allow you to shift your mindset and bring about success. Shifting your mindset means shifting every part of yourself to bring about the life that you desire. Now see a great big, bright, huge, gorgeous, beautiful golden sun. Imagine it surrounding you completely. It's as big as the room and it surrounds you. And I'd like you to absorb all or as much of this sun as you possibly can. Just allow it to move into you as you absorb it. This is your purest, highest, beautiful, and perfect energy that is no one else's but yours, filled with love, joy, peace, abundance. It's filled with gratitude. It's filled with success. It's filled with all creation. And it's filled with all the things that you as a human being are able to accomplish. And I'd like to thank you for being with me this week on the Morning Miracle Meditation. If you'd like to find out more about me or Center of Light Miracles, go to centeroflightmiracles.org. You can find out more about the courses we offer, about the online courses and classes. You can also find out about our services, our group sessions, our private sessions, as well as Recipes for the Soul, a wonderful weekly blog that gives you tips and hints and ways in which you can continue to grow and have self-development emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.